Ryan Saunders, Keith West, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So your songs are pretty self-referential, a kind of self-portrait.
Come on with us, step right up and dance with her. You don't need much, if you got nothing you have enough.
Self-Portrait is a really complex song. I don't write them for other people or because I think that they're going to sell, but I write them out of truth in my life. And Self-Portrait was just about chaos and a lot of craziness in my past. Whenever I play it, I always envision like a circus, and that's the feel you get from the song, is this strange vaudevillian circus.
Water wash away all the love that this world has gave. It is not okay to up and fade away.
That intermingled with my relationship with my family, that self-portrait.
Keith, how'd you guys meet?
School. We've known each other 15 years, I don't know.
Yeah, sixth grade?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So we were listening to you play the slide. It was just gorgeous.
Thank you.
So, Ryan, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but the untitled song, which I think had us all stunned. Would you tell us a little bit about that one?
It's dark. A lot of people are uncomfortable with death or suicide, but I'm completely on the opposite of it. It's a real thing. You know, there's no delusions about it. It's there. Most people have felt something pertaining to it or known somebody who's done it, even if it was that kid in school that everybody remembers that died too young because he killed himself or herself. That particular song to me, though, is about my cousin Chris and my mom both committed suicide. And my mom was a few years ago. My cousin Chris was a couple years before that.
That's how it goes.
It always finds a way into trying to creep into my writing. And obviously, it's a big, big part of my life. It's something that most people probably don't understand, but it never really goes away. It's always in my mind. I try not to write about it too much because I know that that can get kind of cumbersome and the listener doesn't always want something so heavy.
I always thought you were cooler than me. You were in your 20s and I was just 16.
My cousin Chris was in jail because drugs had taken over a part of his life, and he was the most normal, awesome person I've known. He got me into guitar and music, but the future was too scary for him, so he decided to take another way out while he was in jail. And that second verse is about that, just talking about being completely alone in a jail cell, cold and dank and nasty, and being so far at the bottom of yourself that you would decide to take your own life.
I'm asking why would you take your life?
One of the other songs that I haven't shared with anyone yet is kind of talking about seeing people's faces after they die. And you'll see somebody walking down the street and you'll think that it's the person that you know that just passed. And it's the most peculiar feeling because you think they're right there. And you realize, wait a minute, that's not them, that can't be them, because they're gone. That happens to me a lot.
Thank you so much for coming in, driving from Hot Springs.
Thank you.
I miss my family.